Potters and Pals
Podcast.
We are Potters and Pals
Podcast.
We are Potters and Pals
Podcast.
We are Potters and Pals
Podcast.
We're about to have our pumpkin guts on podcast. Better hold on your butts. We don't know what to say next, 'cause we are Potters and Pals
Podcast.
We are Potters and Pals
Podcast.
We are Potters and Pals
Podcast.
We are Potters and Pals.
It's a podcast. I'm Johnny Baker.
I'm Sean Magnum.
And we are about to call.
Damn, this isn't feeding back for shit, dude. Fucking. This is what happens when you get a guitar made in China that's $200 brand new and $100 resale. And this is an Epiphone SG.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this thing's. Yeah, $100, dude. Alright. But it doesn't feed back because it's broke. Made by. Communist regime run by a dude who looks like Winnie the Pooh. What if China like found out about our podcast and like got to us through the, I don't know, the algorithms?
Will it make me food?
You know what, if they want to pay us in food, I'll take the Chinese dollar.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
You ever heard of white monkey jobs in China?
No.
I'm not even joking, dude. Well, what they do, these are white people that will, and there are different levels of this. There's like the light kind of white monkey job where white people will dress up as like fucking,
I just blood on your shit.
Dude, that is a mid-century modern.
No, it's not, because you're smiling.
It is. Actually, it is. Go fucking get a thing and wipe it off. God damn, dude.
I didn't mean to bleed.
You pick your shit and rub it on my furniture like a goddamn savage. You see what I deal with, people? Yeah. You didn't pee on that, did you?
What? On this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I peed on it.
I just heard it tinkle. See? There you go. Wipe that. Get that little piece of scab off, too. Oh, you got it, yeah. Here, hold on, make sure you got that, yeah. See, we gotta be careful here, Potters and Pals. We live in a world of pandemics. Put that shit in your pocket. Or put it on your scabs and just, you know. Oh, you know what you do with mosquito bites, man? You take a lighter, you heat it up, and put it on there. It burns, but it stops the itch. And then it blisters up, pulls all that shit out.
So bad out back of my house.
Yeah. Well, anyway, white monkey jobs. Fucking white people will dress up as fucking sheep and act like they're in a human petting zoo. That's like the first level of it in China. Like white people dressed up in fucking sheep outfits, letting Chinese kids feed them carrots and pet them. And I'd do it if they paid enough. I don't give a shit. And then there's like the next level where it's like you kind of do tourist stuff. You're like, oh, this place is great. You tour like the big city in that western region where they're putting the Muslim Chinese in concentration camps, and you act like it's not that bad. You're like, oh, see, everybody's walking free and blah, 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 blah. You know, and that's kind of like the next level up. You get paid more. You get followed by agents, you know, party members to make sure you're saying the right shit. And then there's people who will just outright spread misinformation, like just outright talk about how from the, you know, that perspective, how the U.S. is bad and how, I don't know, all the stuff that goes wrong in China is just false news. And but yeah, well, I don't see you're bleeding on my fucking thing. Threw me off why I even brought up white monkey jobs in China.
Oh. Pumpkin guts. Should I call him?
I don't know. Try not to bleed on my fucking. Don't bleed on your phone. You're like a pregnant woman. Or
that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, like an unpregnant woman. That's what I meant. God damn it. Throwing my grammar off.
Yeah, it's always me.
Yeah.
Can I move this?
Yeah, you point it down at the phone. Here,
that's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
I can do it.
Are you sure? Don't bleed on my microphone.
Don't tell me what to do. Hello?
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 Hey, hey! What's up, y'all?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good.
We're calling about a $315 debt to Time Warner Cable. I mean, Spectrum.
I'm getting yelled at over here because I accidentally bled on Sean's furniture.
This guy bled all over my footrest. He just picked a scab and put it on my furniture.
I did.
Savage. And I guess I'm the bad guy.
See, you're such a bad guy, they hung up. The reception was not good.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over here.
Yeah. Or maybe they're like, this is what they fucking called us for?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's definitely a possibility.
Should we call them back or should we give them a minute?
Oh, I thought you were trying to call them back. Yeah, call them back.
Oh, this is a technical difficulty episode.
Oh, we have those every once in a while. Damn, your phone is broke, dude.
My phone is perfectly fine.
Hello?
Hey! Technical difficulties again.
Yes, can y'all hear us?
Let's do this on a different phone.
You want to call us from a different phone?
Yeah, we can call you.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Later.
Oh, looks like everybody's phone sucks. I think your phone probably sucks.
No, dude. You're mad that I have a better phone than you. So you always.
Why do you feel like I'm mad? If I wanted to pay for the new iPhone when it came out, I would.
No, you wouldn't. Hello?
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 Hello.
Hey.
Hey, so who all we got there?
You got Olive, the werewolf, the skeleton, and the void.
Okay, so that's Ian, and the wolf is Joey, and the skeleton. Yeah, the skeleton's Ian,
maybe
the wolf is Joey.
Giving away their,
No, they write their shit down on. They wrote their names down in the song list on Bandcamp.
Oh.
Did we really?
Yeah.
You have to. No, you don't have to. I figured that out.
No, you can leave that blank.
Yeah. Oops. We need to fix that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it has your all social security numbers or anything, but.
So, you all are down a scarecrow then, right?
Yeah, he couldn't make it.
Is that Ben?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think I got everybody's name now. Like, real name.
I don't think you said mine or the void.
Because you don't ever tell us your real name.
That's true.
Yeah. And,
I said Jimmy.
Oh, they did say Jimmy.
Yeah.
And, oh, shit. Fuck. Yeah, the scarecrow. Oh, I mean, not the scarecrow. The Grim Reaper. Fuck. Fuck, I totally remember his. Dude, hold on. I'm going to look this up because I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry, dude. I suck with names.
Yeah.
And when I have two identities per person, I got to match up. Yeah. I mean. That's a lot of responsibility. So I don't. I remember everybody.
It needs to be.
It's a lot.
So how are y'all doing tonight?
Sweaty.
Just getting off work.
Is it as hot in Pikeville as it is in Louisville?
Probably more so.
It's 80 degrees here right now.
Very humid.
90% humidity.
Oh, dude.
Oh, wow.
Sucks.
That sounds terrible. I'm sorry.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty hot down here, but we're on the river, so...
Yeah.
It doesn't really move too much, though. We're just in a valley and marinating in all this nastiness.
Yeah, it's gross. So we were calling you guys because you guys are coming back to Louisville.
We need to borrow some money.
And we need to borrow $50. And, yeah. But you guys are coming back to Louisville July 28th.
Which is next weekend.
Yes, at Punk Rock Night.
Going back home.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Coming back home to the Ville.
The only thing that kind of...
Huh? The night they came home.
Nice. I like it. The only thing that sucks about this show is Pumpkin Guts and the Response had a little run there, like May, June, and now July, but then we're done for this year with our shows together so far. So that's the only bad part of the show. But it's gonna be awesome though.
Oh yeah, the last time we're gonna see you guys for a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe for the end of the year. I don't know. I haven't looked at time. You don't think we have anything else? We have that one and a few more planned, but they're all there. Yeah, they're not there. Virginia, West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Indiana.
Oh, in Indiana.
We're at Indiana.
Indianapolis.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay. Are y'all doing a punk rock night there?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Are you doing a punk rock night there?
No. We got contacted by somebody who's, in another band out there that's, like, a fan of ours, and he put together a show, and I don't know where it's at yet. I guess it's not technically been announced yet, so I'm not going to say anybody that's on it or the dates or anything, but it's something that he put together, so I don't think it's a punk rock night or anything.
Okay. Well, yeah, hopefully we are free that night and we can come up to Indy, because Indy's only like 2 hours from here.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, we just went up there to see the Descendants and then went and saw the Jasons at the after show.
Yeah, like 2 nights after we played together.
Yeah.
I know, that was awesome.
Oh, it was so fun. Like, the Descendants are totally a bucket list band for all of us that went, so it was cool to finally see them.
And the Jasons were awesome.
Oh, yeah, the Jasons were...
And had a better... I don't know, the acoustics were better, so you
can... Yeah, the sound.
Yeah.
Yep, the triangle is not ideal.
Fuck that triangle. Yeah, I hate that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the owner of the place is nice. Now I don't want to say the name of the club, but like, it's just the acoustics are awful.
I know, it's a cool bar. It's just... It's not good. Ideal for shows.
Yeah.
But it's a cool place. I like it. I like the owner, and I like the... They make fancy drinks.
Charge too damn much.
Yeah. No, I don't mind paying $14 for a fancy cocktail.
I do. Shit.
I get one. I get one. What I do is... Because
you can't even get... You know what they charge for a glass of, like, just regular wine? Not something special, just regular-ass wine?
What?
12. 12 bucks for a glass. That's more than, like, a restaurant charges for their cheap shit. But you could get something nice for roughly the same price or a little more.
You treat yourself to the cocktail, and they make it strong there, too. And then you move the cheap stuff.
That's how you get a hangover, if you mix your liquors.
Yeah, not if you don't overdo it.
Okay, well, I'm sure Pumpkin Guts... How do you all feel about it?
Mixing your liquor. Well, wait, I know some of y'all don't drink. Do any of y'all drink?
A little bit.
Socially?
The Void is known to have the Void is known to pay $14 for a fancy cocktail from time to time.
Okay.
All right.
Or $8 for a rum and coke at a place that's, you know, maybe a little bit more expensive, but I mean, you know, like you said, it's they're generous with the beverage.
Yeah, they do agree to that.
Low, so I don't
partaking
that.
Yeah, some of us are cooler than others. That's okay.
Oh, the vices.
I've noticed, like, every show we're on, every band we play with, being that we have like only like two people that really drink in the band, we still consume way more than like, and we're supposed to be like, we've supposedly cut down from a long time ago. It's bad. We're animals.
Yeah. And we're, this show, the 28th, I'm definitely going to have a few. And what's going to be cool is my kids are coming out because it's all ages.
He's going to drink around his kids.
I'm going to drink in front of my kids, probably. What, you know, it's not that big of a deal. My dad used to play down at Swiss Hall. With Swiss Hall, y'all, was a little outdoor venue, and my dad was in a cover band, and I used to go see him every weekend, and they'd get shit-faced. And that's how I grew up.
Well, in the 80s, I was supposed to. They don't let, you're not supposed to do that anymore. And now it's not a Swiss Hall. It's these, like, really expensive apartments called Swiss Village.
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah. And they have the Swiss Miss logo, kind of. They stole it.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Kind of pisses me off.
But yeah, this is going to be a, this is y'all's first all-ages show in Louisville, right?
In Louisville, yeah.
Awesome.
But you all are going to be doing a fest in September as well, right? Unite Fest?
That was canceled.
Oh, it was? Because we were asked a long time ago when they were just kind of kicking the idea around, and we had a show, we have a show set up for September 1st, and we were like, we probably won't be able to do it. So, oh, that got canceled?
That sucks.
Yeah, see, that was the thing. I had also told them, because we weren't going to be, like, available, because we have a show on September 2nd, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then I got a message from them, like last week or something, saying that it had been rescheduled to November the 1st, and they asked us, or November 2nd or something, and they asked us if we could do it, and I was like, yeah, we can definitely do that. And it was like the next day I got a message, and they were like, yeah, it's been canceled.
Yeah, I...
So, okay.
That sucks. Yeah, I think it's a couple... I think I know who it is. I don't know them by name, but I think it's this couple, those two real punk rock kids that come out to all the shows.
Oh, okay.
The Studded Ones. I think it's them. I'm not 100% sure, though, but I think it was something that was, you know, like, I think it, they had, like, a lot of heart in the idea, and I guess just, like, not everything fell together like they wanted it to.
It seemed like there was some kind of... disagreement about something. I don't know what, though, exactly. That's just kind of the feeling that I got from the message I got about it being canceled, was
they couldn't agree on something, whatever.
Yeah, like in reconcilable, I can't say that word.
It sounds to me like they weren't so united after all.
Yep. It's a yeah, they should have called it Divided Fest.
And don't feel don't feel bad, because you just made it where I wasn't the only person that can't say words on the show. So that's awesome.
Donnie can say words if I walk him through them. He just chooses not to.
He tortures me to make me say words.
Say Vietnamese.
No, I'm not doing it.
Because you can say it, and you just don't want to. You're like afraid somebody's going to call you a nerd because you can say the word.
No, I can't say it.
He can. He can say a lot of stuff.
But, I love stuff. He has a nice vocabulary.
He's got, yeah, he's good with words.
Oh, come on, Donnie does words real good.
He does. He's a lyrical wordsmith.
I do. But you know what Sean's been doing lately? He keeps, like, every song he writes lyrics to, like, he always puts one word in that I can't pronounce.
But I ice cube it for you so you can kind of, like, go over it, like Eazy-E, you know. I put the, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I do sometimes throw in like something with like two or three syllables.
That, yeah, you know, like four syllable words in a song. Like, that's not necessary for punk rock. We are not Bad Religion.
Yeah, they use a lot of big words. I don't know how he rhymes half that stuff.
Because he's really smart.
Yeah, you were about to say he's a dork.
I was going
to
say he's a genius, but no.
No, Milo from The Descendants is a genius. He's a, biochemist or a nuclear physicist or, I don't know, he's got MD or, no, I mean, not MD, fuck, what the fuck, PhD in his title.
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of dudes in like the punk scene, like who's like the guy from The Offspring. He's like a chemical engineer or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dexter?
Like, literally, like some sort of rocket scientist.
Brian Mason Queen's a rocket scientist.
Yeah, all the guys from Templars, like one's a podiatrist, another's like another kind of doctor, and then another's like a lawyer or something. Like,
that's actually, we've been kicking this idea around, like for the Smart Punk Rock Guy tour, Bad Religion, Descendants, and The Offspring. That would be awesome.
That would be like the coolest show ever, though.
I would love to see that. I would like to see
those three together without it being on a big fest that I have to go pay for a 2-day pass for.
I'm finally going to see Bad Religion, I think. They're playing Cincinnati. And so there's another bucket list band for me. And they're playing with Social Distortion. So they're always fun.
We were... me and the werewolf were supposed to see Bad Religion with Alkaline Trio back in 2020, and then the pandemic happened, and they, refunded the tickets and stuff, and they never did reschedule the tour. Like, even still up to right now, they have not rescheduled that tour.
Yeah, the Stones did that to us.
The worst. Faith No More did that to me, and it broke my heart.
I had tickets for that Faith No More show. I'm still... beat up about it. I cry myself to sleep every night thinking about that I could have seen Faith No More. And
I may have you beat. When I found out they canceled that show, I called my boss and was like, I'm not coming in next week. And I just took off a week and a half of work because it crushed me that bad. I was like, no.
Yeah. 2020 ruined a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it did.
Like,
yeah, it was a bad year.
We had tickets to see the Rolling Stones, and like when they finally rescheduled the tour, Louisville got taken off because it's Louisville. I get it. I wouldn't want to come here either. Oh, we
play in Cincinnati.
Yeah, people always go, well, we're surrounded by Cincy, St. Louis, Nashville, Indianapolis, so it's a good, like, it's big enough, but it's like, if you can hop over it and get to a bigger place, then places will do that.
It's the B market, right?
Yeah, like, we were talking to Blank 77, we were like, what would it take to get you guys to Louisville? And they're like, well, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, and you could hear it in their voice, and I just called them out. I was like, these guys said, fuck that shit. We are not going to Louisville. They were nice about it, but they were nice and, like, honest in a very passive way.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I watched MGK in Louisville.
Huh?
I'll admit that on the internet.
I don't care. I'll admit it to anybody.
Was that when he played with Avril?
Yeah.
I was going to go to that. My friend had tickets in, and we had something else planned.
When was this?
MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, and Avril.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love Avril. Not in a weird, creepy way.
A little bit.
She is the motherfucking princess.
I mean, she's the queen of punk rock, so. And she invented skateboarding. And,
she did.
God bless her.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been cool to see.
God, what if it were like, what if Avril Lavigne were one of those that has to put makeup on her arms every night and cover up like sunken eye holes and actually gets down in parties and just is a complete wreck like Lindsay Lohan was in back in the day?
I don't think she is.
I'm just saying, what if? Think of a world where she was. God damn.
Do you follow Avril Lavigne on Instagram? Because she is a pretty big partier. She's always like out on boats and like getting wasted. She posts pictures of like her
partying. She's too old to be out there doing Molly on the internet.
Okay, so. Oh, she does that stuff with rich people on fancy boats. Okay.
You were married to Nickelback. Give it a rest.
Yeah, she was married to Nickelback, wasn't she?
She was also married to Sum 41.
She was married to Sum 41 and Nickelback. Yeah.
Not at the same time, though.
Like, one after another? Or what? Did she marry up to Nickelback from Sum 41? Or
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured because Nickelback was making more money than Sum 41 at the time. I saw that guy walking at the mall when they came here in like 02 or 03. And it was just him at the mall with these like shopping bags, like he was buying dresses. The tall dude who sings for Nickelback, the dude with the long head and the hair.
Is that his name?
Kruger.
Yeah. Like he was just walking by and we like kind of and got his attention and flicked him off and kind of did an imitation of his Eddie Vedder ripoff voice. And he just kind of glared at us and walked by. It was when Doo-Wop Shop had a shop there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, man. So, everything been going good on y'all's end?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Step away for a second. Nobody answered the question.
They had to think.
I know. I was like, oh.
Is life good now or does life suck?
We're working on recording our new EP.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you already, like, working on it? I heard you all talking about it, like, a few months ago.
We got most of the instrumental stuff done and a couple of the songs tracked vocally.
That's cool.
Oh, cool. So when do you think we'll be able to, the world will be able to hear it?
We are hoping before Halloween.
Yes.
That's cool. And not to make it about us, but the response is going to begin recording tomorrow.
Awesome.
Totally made that about us.
What's the name of the EP? Do we have a title yet, or?
We do, but are we wanting to say that?
Yeah, we do. Let's just say.
It's Death, the Devil, and Dismemberment.
Death, the Devil, and Dismemberment.
I like it.
Awesome. Who's Anyone calling you from a 606 number? Oh.
So how many songs on this EP?
4 tracks and an intro, I think.
Okay, cool.
Bonus track also.
Bonus run, you know. I'm not familiar with the bonus track. But
The Ghost of John?
Oh, yeah, that's why I counted that.
Oh.
That would be awesome. Okay, 5 songs and an intro.
Okay, that's cool. So
this song also have a special guest vocalist on it, which I will not say. I will keep that one secret.
Yeah, oh, it's not recorded yet, so...
is it from the Jasons?
He said he would do it.
Is it somebody from the Jasons?
They told me, and they told me not to tell anybody.
I don't even get to hear. God damn. Okay, Donnie gets to tell me, though. Donnie knows? Huh?
Donnie knows?
Yes, I was told by that person, but they told me to keep it totally top secret.
Oh. Well, now you're gonna tell me.
You can tell Sean in secret, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, sorry, PNP listeners. You are not gonna know until it comes out.
You too, man.
Damn, who's hitting me? Oh, sorry. It's time for me to do my Duolingo lessons.
You need to change that time. It's every week that thing goes off.
Well, no, it's every day because I try to keep myself intellectually stimulated because I'm unemployed and I need to like seem like I'm not a complete loser.
What are you trying to learn?
I've been working on Italian for like 8 years and I suck at it.
Gorlami.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gorlami from Inglourious Bastards.
So the weekend that we are recording this, there is a big movie coming out that I probably won't catch right away.
What big movie?
Are you guys going to see the Barbie movie tomorrow?
I was expecting that to be what you're talking about.
It better have the soundtrack too. Better have Barbie Girl on the soundtrack. It's not on there? How can you not have that song?
Don't ask me.
Well, the thing is that Mattel and Aqua do not have a good relationship. I got the Barbie deep floor for you here.
Okay, hold up. All right, let's do this. So Mattel and who don't have a good?
Aqua, the band.
Aqua, okay, all right.
Yeah, they did the Barbie Girl song. Mattel didn't like that and sued them. And the court said it was parody, it was fair use. You know, fuck off, they can keep the song.
Right.
Hill doesn't really fuck with the song, but Nicki Minaj sampled it for the song that she has on
the soundtrack, so it ended up working out.
And it's
a Barbie Girl sample on the Barbie soundtrack.
Okay. All right, so they probably didn't want to directly pay Aqua for use of it. And so it probably wasn't even about this song. And the thing is, yeah, you can't really sue for that because you could, I mean, there would be a lot of songs. I can't think of anything directly, but people write songs. Okay, Iron Man, for instance. You know, like fucking what? Iron Man was Marvel?
Yes.
Yeah, like Marvel.
If Marvel sued, like, Black Sabbath, that would be like, that would be real dumb.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's
free publicity. I don't understand.
And they didn't even really, like, they didn't rip off any of the aesthetics from the dolls or anything. Like, she was a brunette.
Took offense to, like, it was very, like, satirical. Like, they were making fun of.
And they just dressed like normal, like, German preppy people or wherever they were from. Like, they didn't try to look like Barbie or Ken. It just, I don't know. Seemed like they were just doing a parody.
Yeah, so are y'all seeing it?
You know, we all made a plan to do it, but, you know, when it comes down to, like, actually doing it, only half of us have seen it this weekend.
Oh.
We are unironically excited to see Barbie.
Yeah, half of my house is really psyched to see it. My wife and daughter are ready to see it, and
Donnie is too.
I want to see it. I just don't. I'm not real big on theaters, so I only go for either that'd be Star Wars or like a big like Marvel movie or a horror movie.
Are y'all gonna go see Oppenheimer?
No,
but I watched a thing about him last night. Got stuck on it for like the entire 2 hours. On, like, the dude who did the bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that guy. You know, I thought he said the coolest quote when they asked him about it. You know, he quoted, like, Vishnu from the Hindu text talking about, I am death destroyer of worlds. And I was like, wow, that's a really heavy quote. But then his assistant, like, I shook Oppenheimer's hand. And he said, I guess, and then he's like, and then I said, I guess we're all a bunch of sons of bitches now. And I felt that was
a correct attitude to have.
Yeah. Like, that would have been my sentiment had I been in on creating the nuke.
Yeah. You know, I'm equally excited for both of them. I'm a, you know, just a dork when it comes to film. You know, I really enjoy, like, I think about, like, cinematography and like score and character. Like, I just like to study film when I can.
Do you practice doing film on your own?
No, I just, you know, it's one of those things that's like music. Until like this band, you know, it was more of like consuming and like thinking and writing about it than actually doing it.
Yeah, we've got movies. Donnie's got movies thought out that need to be done. Honestly, he's got some good ones, and we just don't know how to film anything except with a phone.
Yeah.
I like doing cinematography work. That's pretty fun.
Yeah. There aren't like a lot of, I feel like you got to get into a program and then it's busting into a like job doing that stuff, or you just got to do it yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. You kind of have to get like a loan of like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to make a movie, everybody that I know who does like some kind of filming, yeah, it took like years of them just building up their like equipment, like their cameras, their, the things, the lights with the backing to provide like, you know, bright light and all that stuff. It's pretty expensive, thing to get into, but I guess so is music. Everything. I mean, we blow money on amps and instruments, and so
I know because I sing.
Yeah,
Olive fills me on this. It's awesome. It's awesome being a vocalist. You don't have to buy shit.
Hey, there's like an internal meme that I shared to everybody about like what each band member does, and it's like that clip from that show. I think you should leave if you're familiar with that.
Oh yeah.
And, like, everybody's like, I'm doing my part, and then gets to the vocals, like, I didn't do fucking shit.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I love it.
Paying off my bass amp, and then as soon as I pay it off, I need to trade it in for a bigger one.
Oh nice.
The werewolf here just got a bigger amp and has a bassist, have to keep up with him.
Ah.
Yeah, I noticed you all have like half stacks now. Like,
I don't think that's true.
Really? Oh no, I'm thinking of the Jason show. Never mind. We were all using those half stacks.
Yeah, we were borrowing from the Jasons.
Yeah, I forgot because we used those amps too. And
that's true. I've got like a Fender Rumble 200, man.
I have a combo. I have like an orange crush, just like Joey, except mine's black.
I got rid of that one. I got the bigger one.
Oh, you've got the orange one.
Yeah, I moved up to the, it has two 12s in it now, so it's like instead of the 1x12, it's the 2x12.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm working my way up to that half stack. A speaker at a time.
Man, yeah, your back's gonna get tired of that after a while.
I could just get a single cab and, like, you know what I mean? Because you gotta do a couple, like a
phase chamber or whatever.
I feel that, you know. The only thing I don't like about my orange is that, like, on the clean channel, there's not really much in terms of EQ. It's just bass and treble. There's no mid-range. There's not really much you could do, like, outside of what's already there. And if I crank it up too loud, it starts to overdrive anyway.
Yeah.
And... for distorted music, it's really good. But then I have this little 30-watt Roland that I can turn up all the way clean, and it's still clean. And it's like a 10-inch speaker. It's fucking weird, but...
Like a Roland Jazz Force?
This is the Cube 30.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're pretty loud amps anyway. Roland's known for having loud amps. But, yeah, sometimes if I'm really lazy and have to take an amp to practice, I can actually take that, and it'll barely be loud enough to keep up. So
yeah, because that orange is a monster.
Yeah, orange, I only need to turn up like a quarter or a third of the way, and it's, you know, more than enough. But, yeah,
Have you guys been keeping up with WWE at all?
Yes.
Awesome. You all don't be embarrassed.
Let's talk about it. No, this is
they sound a little embarrassed. They're like, yes. Like, don't be modest. It's cool.
No, the board was about ready to leave because he don't know much about wrestling.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed. I tell everybody I watch wrestling. I like to talk about it at work.
Aren't you like wrestling royalty? Don't you have family like that was an OVW or something?
What, me?
Yeah, I could have swore like the last show we did, last episode, one of y'all were talking about, and I thought it was you. You said you had like a brother or an uncle in wrestling.
My brother is a wrestler. He's like an independent wrestler, though. I don't know where all he wrestles at or whatever. Like, he'll wrestle anywhere. He's been all over the country doing it.
Oh, like that Abdullah the Butcher dude from Canada.
That's awesome.
So he's freelance. That's cool.
What's his name again? So that way everybody can go look him up.
It's Nate Hewitt or Evil Nate.
Okay. Nice. YouTube.
And yeah, because we have a lot of wrestling people that listen to us anyway. So what about
He's like the urban legend killer. So like his whole thing is kind of based around like a Leatherface kind of persona.
Nice.
Like he has all these chainsaws and stuff that him and his partner like use for like their stage presence and whatever. But like he's got different masks and things that look like different urban legends, as if like he killed them and used their skin to make
him. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he's got like an alien one, a Mothman one, a Sasquatch or Bigfoot, oh, yeah. Shit. And he also has a Wendigo, but I've only seen him use that one once.
I'm loving his long hair.
Yeah. He's had long hair since he was like 16.
Yeah, Sean's playing the video now because we're unprofessional.
Well, I saw, like, apparently I had watched some of this and I didn't even know who he was. This just came up on something.
Your brother can cut a promo. I'm doing that. I need to watch him wrestle. But yes.
Fuck yeah, I want him to threaten us on TV.
Social media or whatever, because I can't keep up with it, where he wrestles for all kinds of different places. I never know where he's going to be at. Like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, he was all the way out in Arizona.
Oh, wow. Cool.
In a couple of different, like, states on his way back from there.
So he just basically kind of contracts out to different, wrestling
federations.
Well, you know, organizations, federations. That's pretty cool. You don't hear about that quite as much. And I'm digging his promos. I would love for him to like
threaten us.
Yes, and like tell us how he's going to take us down at the Jacob Javits Arena or something.
Yes.
I want the name. It doesn't even have to be a real arena. You just make up a name of some arena, and you got to put the date, and you got to remember like an American Tragedy too.
What?
Yeah, like on Family Guy where Peter's sister, the wrestler, did a cutaway of her talking about, we'd like to honor the memory of those who fell in 9/11, but it's going to be nothing like what I do to, I don't know, what's her face at the JQ something sports arena.
I remember that.
Yeah, you got to tie all that together. It's wrestling. Come on, you know this.
Speaking of wrestling, what about Dirty Dom Dom winning the NXT title?
It's pretty... Did he win it?
Yes. I haven't watched it yet, but I heard about it. I'm a Judgment Day fan, so I'm all for it.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know.
Alright, I will tell you why. First off, I'll start with Dom Dom. He is like the best heel right now.
Oh, Dominic Mysterio, fuck him.
I can't even stand looking at him.
Yeah, nobody...
Donnie just gave me like a real like stare down, like... He knows, and nobody likes Dominic. I like his daddy.
I like his daddy too, but I like...
I mean, his daddy could shorten the speeches a little bit. I know he gets all emotional, but 20 minutes is long for a speech.
Yeah, well...
And so, that's just one language of it.
I think he's a good heel. And then Rhea Ripley, enough said.
Oh, well, she's awesome. She's a badass.
Damian Priest will be, like, a champion soon.
Yeah, Damian Priest is pretty badass.
He's awesome. And Finn Balor, I feel like, has already proved himself. But, yeah, he's awesome. And they are, like, the great heels. Like, they're just great heels. And I appreciate that. So, that's what's wrong with me.
Hey, do any of y'all feel that Dominic Mysterio looks like Lars Ulrich from back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch the one video and watch him drum. That's Dom.
Yeah. I am getting kind of tired of Brock coming out and fucking up Cody. That shit's getting old.
I was displeased with that.
Yeah, I feel like
can't help but love Brock.
Well, they need to move Cody to
Brock Lesnar.
Huh?
I hate Brock Lesnar. I can't stand him.
Oh, he's a big bully. Like, as a person, I would not ever want to be around that guy. Other than Roman Reigns, like, he's been the other dude for a long time. Like, he's kind of insurmountable in a lot of ways.
I guess so. I also really hate Roman Reigns, though. I was really happy about when Paul Heyman got kicked in the face the other day. I like, lost my mind. I was so excited.
I I really like, out of that, out of like the Bloodline crew, I'm really big.
I don't like any of them either.
I like Solo.
Solo's like the, he's the best one out of the bunch, but like.
I don't think so.
He's a good wrestler.
I feel like I could hang out with Solo. The other guys, like, I feel like with their square jaw lines would act like they were too good to hang out with me. So, and that's why I don't like them. And I don't like, I really don't like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Thing for Jey Uso, though. I think he's like very attractive.
Oh, they're all very attractive. They're sexy men. Those are some
see my
sexy studs.
My wife goes for she likes Imperium.
Imperium?
Yeah. She's
I always talk about that one guy, like his like little tots that he wears are obscene in my opinion.
Yes, they are. They are.
Who's the surfer dude?
Oh,
Riddle,
yeah.
That guy, sometimes I root for him, but sometimes he makes me uncomfortable. Like, I wish he'd at least put beach shoes on. Like, I don't know, the barefoot and the rest of the nudity, just, you know, everybody covers up something else, but he's just got to have everything out in the open. So if he puts you in some kind of leg lock and foot in your face, it's just bad.
Yeah.
I feel like,
he's definitely the closest to being nude out of, like, all of the wrestlers, I think.
I bet he has somebody to, like, rub oil on him beforehand, like, you know, to get out of holds and stuff, like, not in a weird way, but, and also, like, in a West Coast-y kind of way, like, I need my oils, like, avocado oils, not sunblock.
Avocado oil?
Yeah, and coconut oil, and, yeah, I bet he eats a lot of couscous, which actually tastes pretty good, but... You know.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I don't know, like, I was all for Riddle, and then I don't know why, but it bothered me when he came out with cornrows at Night of Champions. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Or Money in the Bank.
That's, you know, white people have finally stolen it, dude.
Oh, no. When did he do that? I didn't even know he did that.
Yeah, and...
We didn't watch Night of Champions because of where it was at.
Oh, yeah, it was... No, it wasn't Night of Champions, it was Money in the Bank.
This year's Money in the Bank?
I think so. Yeah. Or...
I didn't remember.
No, his hair was long and flowing for that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, at one point, though, he came out and had cornrows. I'm like, oh, come on, dude.
And all the wrestlers have to wear, like, full body suits when they wrestle there.
Yeah, I didn't...
Oh, in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I didn't put two and two together until, like, Trish came out, and I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, religious laws.
The first year that they had anything over there, the women weren't even allowed to wrestle at it. They weren't allowed to come at all, so...
Really?
I mean, I guess at least now they can actually come there and wrestle, but I still don't agree with it.
I don't either, and I was kind of curious because, like, obviously, like, they would want somebody to be covered up, but I was very surprised they even let them have their hair out, especially in the, you know, I guess, like, the cartoony, the character ways they do it. I'm surprised they didn't make them restrain it or anything, which is good, but yeah, it is pretty repressive over there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh. It was a hell of a presentation. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Are y'all jacked for SummerSlam?
Yes.
Yes, me too. I'm wondering what...
When is it?
August 5th.
August 5th, all right.
Yeah, I knew that shit. What are you guys thinking for SummerSlam? What any predictions? Like, who's going to... What's going to happen in the Bloodline? Who's going to challenge for the tag team championships? I don't know. It's all stuff.
I can't think of any of my predictions right now. I feel like I don't even bother with it a lot of the time, though, because I can't tell. Like, I feel like one thing's going to happen, the total opposite happens every time.
Yeah, it's all pre-written anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but come on, man.
I would love to get a line in on that information, though, to get in on the gambling sector of it.
Well, the gambling thing, though, or at least the thing through, like, DraftKings, because I was thinking about that, like, how it is scripted and stuff, like, how, like why would you be allowed to bet on that? But it's not, like, who's going to win the matches that you bet on. It's, like, stuff to do with how many body slams that there's going to be and, like...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and who's going to get, like, the first pinfall and stuff like that.
So it's... Okay, so they created a system to where you could bet on it, and it still is a game of chance rather than, you know, because you're right. People could, somebody could get some inside information and just bet on who's going to win, and, you know, that would totally beat the system. I mean, they had to do that with football, like, by creating, well, they had to do that with sports, with the spread system. Yeah, it's funny. But like with teams, like if they had a matchup of one team that was going to slaughter the other and it was just no contest, you know, you couldn't get a lot of bets on it because everybody knew who was going to win. So they decided to create that spread system where, well, you could bet on how many points a team can win or lose by. And if you're within that, you win. If you're outside of that, you lose or something. It's complicated. I don't know exactly how it works, but...
Well, thanks for that, Sean.
Well, we're talking about gambling, dude. You think I'm going to miss out on some gambling? I don't gamble, but I like to talk about gambling. Sounds fun.
This chair is not working for my tush. I'm going to have to...
Did you say tush? Oh, here, you want this one? I know you like this one. You like to spin and fart on this one.
Yes, I do like to spit and fart on it.
Oh, yeah, can you, just...
It's not
my mid-century modern furniture.
Oh, this is the stuff. Yeah. Sorry, it's been a rough day at work.
Donnie's just slamming my furniture around, bleeding on it. I just
turned 46 on Monday, or last Monday, so I'm one of those guys.
I noticed I didn't get a happy birthday from you guys like Donnie did.
Oh, thank you for the happy birthday.
Trey got one personally from me, but the day of, Jimmy was like, hey, go wish Donnie a happy birthday on Pumpkin's page. And we did. And then the next day, he was like, hey, Trey's birthday is like, crap, man.
We didn't realize that you guys all had birthdays the same fucking week.
No, mine was like 3 weeks ago or 3 months ago.
Yeah, me.
Oh. Yeah.
We just missed that. We're sorry. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Birthday. Yeah, me, Trey, and my wife are all like two. Hers is the 8th, mine the 10th, and he's the 12th. We're all like right there. So, yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
So, I am looking forward to seeing you all back. In Louisville, the 28th of July, with The Response and Kung Fu Overdrive, and it's all ages. Everyone
and Pumpkin
listening
Guts.
Should go.
Yeah, it is all ages. I don't think all ages listens to this, but
yeah.
So we got to get people to go talk to the kids because I don't want to be seen talking to kids. People think I'm weird.
Yeah, you look weird.
I know we have, like, one fan who's, like, 16 that lives in Lexington, but I'm not sure about anywhere else.
Yeah, you guys have a pretty regional following. I guess that you all have to leave town to play different places. Like, your following is definitely, like, like throughout the state and... in other states, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very spread out all over the place. I feel like, you know, I don't know, to begin with, when we first started doing stuff with Pumpkin Guts, most of our fans were I mean, I don't know, like, none of them were in the same state. Like, they were, there was like a few in West Virginia, a few in Pennsylvania, a few in California. We have some even all the way out in like Oregon and stuff, but
That's cool. Oregon.
We're getting some fans in Kentucky and stuff now, so that's good.
Yeah, I think more and more people are getting into you guys. I know FMK really likes you all as well, and I don't know. We've been trying to spread the word.
Oh, yeah.
And
thanks for the sticker I got on my car and spreading the word all around town.
Yeah, I gave him that sticker. And I have my flashlight. It's been in my pocket too much, though. It still says pumpkin guts, but then it just says... I don't even know what the part underneath it says anymore. But it still says pumpkin guts, and it's guided me through the dark a few times.
Yeah, those were, I don't know, a bad investment, honestly.
No, they weren't. These are awesome. I'll buy 10 of them.
They have no, like, seal on them. It's just, like, they stamped it on there. That's it.
Yeah, well... Just a suggestion. I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of ghetto, but you could put like a veneer of super glue over it or something.
Have some packaging tape around each one.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. I mean, what, you know, it's
Yeah.
People ought to be glad they're getting a flashlight. Dude, this thing's like bright, this though.
Piece of merch that we have right now.
I think it's pretty clever since you have the song.
Yeah.
So. Wait until we come out with the limited edition Pump In Guts Fleshlight.
No!
Yes! Okay, Pump In Guts Fleshlight. Y'all better do it before so somebody listening takes the idea.
Feels like a real pumpkin.
Yeah, you can. It could be. Yeah, it feels like a real pump. Like a
jack o' lantern, you know?
Jack o' lantern. Oh my god, that's great.
Sean would own one.
Seriously, I'll buy. You know, fuck it. I'll give him a shot. Yeah, I'll support local punk rock.
You know, nothing quite like a flashlight in the dark. You know,
exactly.
You know the Jasons had butt plugs at one point.
Oh, I really? Heard about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They were so cool and nice when we played that show.
Yeah, and they were pretty cool considering, like, all the technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Like, they were...
They were cool in Indy when we saw them, too, like, right after that. Like,
yeah, they were at the Descendants, and we saw Satan, too, but we didn't get to watch them, like... We went straight, right after the Descendants finished playing, straight to the Jasons, and, like, they were just getting ready to get started. We had just missed Satan, Sidon.
Sidon.
I'm old. But, you know, still, the Jasons were awesome.
Yeah, we kind of had a pre-existing relationship with Jasons prior to that show. So we knew what to expect, and we kind of had, you know, we've spoken to them before. But I guess, like, Sidon... I don't even know how to pronounce it either. Like, they were, like, a real surprise. We didn't really know any of those guys. You know, not many of us in the band are into black metal, so, it was just cool to play with a band like that when, you know, we don't get to play with diverse duos like that often.
Right. Yeah, we like to have some crossover, like, when possible, and I thought that was great that they were touring together. I used to listen to some black metal, and I decided to just kind of check them out on YouTube before that show, and I actually started getting into them, and I ended up buying their record as a result. But they're really good, and, I mean, you could tell a lot of that stuff comes from punk rock. I mean, it's metal, yeah. But it's very punk influenced.
Especially early black metal, very punky. Yeah.
Yeah, like Venom and Mayhem Bastard. And Celtic Frost.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very punk rock, like Motorhead kind of.
Yeah, yeah. If you take Motorhead, throw in a lot of reverb, or, you know, record it in a cave, you know.
Yeah.
And you got black metal, baby. Maybe Candelabra. Like, have a guy, you just. At the far end of the cave, just go. We got a black metal EP coming out soon.
Called Far End of the Cave.
Yeah, we got to record in the caves. We need to go to Mammoth Cave. We need to go to Mammoth Cave with the Eyeless Fish and record a black metal EP.
Called the Eyeless Fish.
That's awesome. We're actually doing a. Cave City. They actually have like a venue and stuff down there by Mammoth Cave now.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's called the Rocks Glass. John Christ from Danzig played. I can't believe I forgot that. Ace Frehley played there, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, Ace Frehley played there. But I don't think they have much of a scene. They just go out to whatever bands play. But yeah, we're playing there. And the night before, we're playing in Lexington at Girls, Girls, Girls with Plague Nine and Some Kind of Nightmare. And then after that, we're playing Dugtopia in Hopkinsville. That's for the listeners.
Yeah, this is we're doing a tour.
A three-day mini tour.
Yeah, three-day mini tour of Plague Nine. So.
That's cool.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
Because we love those guys. So.
They're going to be so sick of us.
They are going to be so irritated by the end of that tour, though, even though it's only 3 days.
Did we miss something? Oh.
No. So what else? So we got the EP coming out before Halloween. Do you guys want to...
We should do it.
Drop some show dates for everybody listening?
Yeah. Well, I mean, most of them, they're not announced yet.
Okay. The ones that you can announce.
Too many of them. But, you know, obviously we got 20 shows and...
the first September show.
Well, we play with who's
September.
No, and I know it's funny, but I'm wondering like the July 28th show at Magbar. That's Kung Fu Overdrive.
Kung Fu Overdrive.
And then September 2nd at Flying Panther Skate Shop in Roanoke, Virginia, with the Jasons and Bolo
1037.
Okay.
Is another game.
And we're playing in Indianapolis in September. Keep an eye out for that with some fairly prominent bands in the horror punk genre. If you came into finding us from the horror punk compilations, just take a look at the other bands on there, and you might see who we're playing with. We're going back to Air Devil's Inn in October with another band that hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, really?
Of our October
now. And there's another date in October
that we also can't talk about.
I told you where it was. The people who care about us would know what we're doing.
Is FMK playing that?
We have a Halloween show coming up.
God damn. Y'all have a lot of shows like us coming up.
I mean, I got them in front of me. I wish I could tell you, Phyllis.
Yeah.
It's just that nobody's announced
this. They're not announced yet. It's so frustrating. We got two shows. We got three, four shows coming up that I can't even talk about. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to give people the idea that they can see you just any time, because then they won't show up as often. Because people...
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty spread out, like Indianapolis, Louisville, you know, Roanoke, you know, halfway to Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's cool. Have y'all done any shows in Philly yet?
We were south of Philadelphia. That was in Delaware. It's
Wilmington
Philly market, but we were in Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I remember you all going up there. I remember
it was like 20 minutes from Philly.
Right. And Philly's a really cool town. I heard Wilmington's really cool too, but I heard in terms of the East Coast cities now, the best places to play are basically anywhere but New York.
I'd play New York in a heartbeat. I love New York.
Oh, I would too. I just heard it's like hard to get in, and there's less venues there now because of just the price of keeping a place open. So it's just more of those shows have moved to Jersey. Brooklyn, I guess there's stuff in Brooklyn, but yeah, a lot of the other shows are like in Boston or Philly or New Haven or Wilmington, Baltimore, DC. But yeah, I would play New York in a heartbeat too if we had the chance. I'd play anywhere though. I don't care. I like playing both bigger cities and small towns. So, I don't know. But that's cool. Y'all seem like you have a pretty full schedule coming up. And Donnie's making funny faces at me.
I'm all hurt from work, and it's just awful.
What happened?
Tell
us about it.
It's being out just working all day in the sun.
Okay, did you hydrate?
Yes, I did hydrate.
Because you're supposed to drink a minimum of 8 ounce cups of water a day. You know that, right?
Yeah, the people in the...
Dr. Oz, specifically.
The people in the mall that I deliver to, they take care of me, so...
They do?
Yes, they give me waters.
They sometimes give them, like, frosty drinks, too.
They gave me an icy today, too. They gave me a slushy. It was delicious.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to have
it. Get anybody in trouble, but, like, you know, it'd be a shame if, you know, that's the kind of conditions that some people are, starting to, you know, pretty soon walking off work for, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, being out in 100 degree heat and all that. But, yeah. I meant to ask. I know I've probably drunkenly asked you all this before. Have you all ever been to the Paranormal Museum in Somerset, Kentucky?
Never even been to Somerset.
Okay, well,
love to go though.
It's a small place. Like, the only reason I go to Somerset's because I have family. There really ain't shit to do there. Even though it's got a fairly large population, but they do have this. They call it the International Paranormal Museum. It's about 3-4 rooms. It's not a huge collection, but it's a very quality collection of stuff from. Okay, they've got the Charles Manson fingerprints from the 1969 arrest. They have early collector's prints of a Zodiac cipher and letter. A couple of dolls with like a lot of tragic shit surrounding them. The Hopkinsville goblins. Just all types of stuff. I think a little bit about the trestles. The Goatman from the trestles, and then there's some Bigfoot stuff. Not a lot on Area 51, but some alien stuff. But it's pretty cool, and it's only $4 to get in, and there are enough good, like, small hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurants in Somerset now where you can make a cheap day of it. I highly advise it.
I'm definitely going to have to make a plan of that, because that's, like, all the stuff that I'm into.
We should do a response pumpkin guts P&P field trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because it's like probably like just a couple hours from you all, and it's only like 2.5 hours from Louisville.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And it's right in the middle of their pretty downtown. It's in the old library.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I thought I would share that with everybody. I know I brought it up before, but...
But that's what you do.
But, yeah, well, we got the PGs with us, you know? They're into scary stuff. So...
Yeah, I like live for paranormal stuff.
Yes, I feel that. Yes,
You used to break into Waverly, didn't you?
Yeah.
I've never been. I want to go.
Back before, like, I'm sure you're familiar with Waverly.
The sanitarium or the ex sanitarium
in Louisville or whatever. It's super haunted.
I've never been there. I would think that it is haunted, of course, but like where they charge so much for you to go there now, I feel like that they fabricate stuff that happens because they don't want people to ask for refunds.
I understand that, but luckily enough people we know have broken in, including this man here, Don.
Yes, so before they, like, opened it up like that, it was just an abandoned building, and they had security guards walk around, like, the outside of it, but when we were, like, younger and stuff, me and some of my friends, like, we would go in there and we would break in. Like, I mean, it was open. Like, there was no doors on it or anything. You just have to basically sneak past the security guard and go in there. And, no, that place is haunted as shit. It's, my friends say they saw something. We split up, and I kind of believe them because they weren't really, like, they ain't really mix that stuff up, and I believe in all that.
I'm not afraid of ghosts, because, like, they're in that dimension, and I'm in this one. What are they going to do, like, float through me for a second? Like, I know I'm going off the movies here, so, and I'm ruling out possession.
Have you never had an experience with a ghost?
Yeah, I've had experiences with ghosts. Donnie and I lived in a haunted place, but that was more shadows and tracers. But after that, I lived in a place where we had, like, the television in the upstairs living room would turn off on its own and turn on and do that shit all the time, especially if I was in the middle of something I really wanted to watch. And there had to be something there. And I mean, what are you gonna do if there is something there? What are you gonna do? It's there, and you just gotta live with it. That's, I mean,
sorry, man, that was me.
I mean, well, see, and we made it. We got through it together.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I've never seen a full apparition. You know, I've just seen kind of like shadows.
I'll show you a full apparition.
That is, get your mind out of the gutter, Donald.
Sorry, you set me up for that.
That is funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
No, like, I've had experiences my entire life with, like, ghosts and stuff like that. So, like, I've seen a lot of different stuff, and I've had that whole, like, thing happen where something has sat down next to me, and, like, you can see the imprint, like, on the, you know, like, on the mattress where it was sitting at, and, like, that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, my mom had an experience, like, with somebody sitting on the bed in the middle of the night at my grandma's house, and it wasn't anybody, you know. Like, she saw a ghost sitting on the bed next to her. I've had a visitation dream, like, from a friend that died a month before.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there's something out there or whatever.
We'll just have to have, like, a conversation sometime about all of our paranormal stuff. But
yes.
Some of the other guys in the band are not so into that stuff, but I'm very much a believer.
I got an idea.
Halloween?
Yeah, while we do a Halloween episode together where we just talk about all our haunted experiences.
We can grill.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, we should do that. But yeah, we'll
grill and talk. We should go to Eastern Cemetery.
I'm down to do that.
It's the most over, like, they stacked so many bodies in there. It was the most overflowed cemetery in the United States. And people say there's a heavy negative presence there. I never felt that way. We always hung out there and never disrespected the place. And it was a nice quiet spot considering you were right next to Baxter Avenue, Bardstown Road. But I don't know. It's a historical cemetery. It has a lot of cool, like, old Masonic graves. And there's one that they call the Witch's Grave, which is just an old Masonic lady from the Eastern Order. It has a pentagram and it says, "I'll live again." But people like to call it the Witch's Grave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But apparently there's a lot of, like, a very high amount of ghost activity. I don't know. I don't have that equipment. I don't know how to read that stuff, but it's a really cool cemetery. It's a lot like Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Which is right next. It's actually next to Cave Hill Cemetery, where Muhammad Ali and Colonel Sanders is buried, and part of Return of the Living Dead was filmed.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of cool We'll have to do that one day.
A haunted tour through Louisville.
When we have time, like, we have to go to the trestles and stuff, and with the Goat Man, and there's a Sleepy Hollow Road. There's so much cool, like, haunted stuff here. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know the Sleepy Hollow Road there is supposed to be haunted. I also know about, like, the Witch's Tree and all that stuff, so I'd love to go do all that. That would be so cool.
Oh, the Witch's Tree down in Old Louisville, Central Park. Yeah, it's a huge tree. It's really cool. Didn't a lot of witches used to congregate there?
Yeah, and, like, the town cut the tree down, even though the witches didn't want it cut down, and then a big storm came and, like, the town flooded and the tree got hit by lightning and it grew back there. So.
Oh, I didn't know all that. That's pretty cool. I've spent quite a few times around the witch's tree. My dad dropped his keys, like, on a rainy day while we were walking his dog. It was kind of drizzly. And it was during the fall, and he dropped his keys, and I had to, like, go through all the leaves, and it was a real bitch, and it was close to that tree. I found him, but the tree made me work for it.
Looking forward to July 28th. That's going to be fun. And anything you guys want to plug right now?
First single's called Slum. Keep an eye out for it, probably late September.
Late September. Okay.
Cool.
And also, people, don't forget about the next punk rock night. It's all ages. It's with Pumpkin Guts, The Response, and Kung Fu Overdrive. Show starts at 8, so indoors are at 7. It's $8 if you buy tickets online. It's $10 day of show. But come on out. We don't know how many of these punk rock nights there will be. I mean, they seem like they'll be going on forever, but last time we took stuff for granted, the world shut down. So we got to treasure our moments together.
Yes, and we got to go, we'll take you guys to the pizza joint next door.
Dude, that place is fucking awful.
What's the pizza place?
Denise's.
Denise's.
Yeah, yeah, it's, oh god, it's hostage pizza.
Denise's
it's,
nuts.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Well, oh, are you just going to walk off now, Donnie?
No, I got to keep standing up because of my butt rash right now from all the.
Donnie's got his hand down his booty, and yeah, I guess.
I chafed a lot today.
Okay, I got to make Donnie wash his hands. We'd like to thank you for being on. I guess we've hit a wall. Donnie's butt wall. God damn it, Donnie. I'm sorry that you all have to hear this. But, I guess, okay, we'll be seeing you all next weekend then.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Pumpkin Guts is on Bandcamp and Spotify with the Small Town Ghost Stories EP. It's fucking amazing. Check it out.
And they have plenty of songs on the Partners and Pals playlist by Pumpkin Guts. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you all for having us on.
We love you.
Oh, we love you.
We love you all too. And I guess we'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you on Friday. Well, I don't want to fuck up where I air this, but we'll see you on July 28th.
Yep, we'll see you then.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.